near the walkway. So every morning when you get up, you'll see that Ebenezer stone. It means hitherto have the Lord helped us. And brother, listen, we've got to have the help of God. There's no doubt about it. Get you a stone and put that stone by your walkway, and I tell you, it'll be a real blessing. I have one in my house, and I believe you ought to have one at your house. And call it Ebenezer, because the word Ebenezer means hitherto have the Lord helped us. Now look in your Bible, and I want you to stand with me in chapter 7 of 1 Samuel. I'm going to read a few verses and get right into the message this morning. I want you to note with me, please, if you have your Bible open, verse 7 and chapter 7. Verse 7 and chapter 7. The Bible says, And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to tarry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines." Now look this way just a moment. The Philistines were the enemies of God and the enemies of God's people. They always plagued the people of God in the Old Testament. And the Lord said that he could deliver them out of the hands of the Philistines, the Israelites. Now look what the Bible said in verse 9. In verse 9 it said, "And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder out of that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them until..."